Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. This evening, March 18th, our own celebrity, Chef Del Shroff, is doing an Ask the Chef conference call. Focuses on spring soups, lighter foods for spring. We've been having some of them at the office, and they are incredible. So, and then, of course, you can ask any questions you want about food and cooking, and he's the guy to ask. He's selling more books than 50 Shades of Grey these days on Amazon, which I still think is just kind of funny. But anyway, he deserves that success. And then Wednesday, March 20th, the Intro to Plant-Based Nutrition, How to Get a Great Head Start on Your Plant-Based Program, quick review of the science, and then lots of skills and how-tos on how to make this diet work in your own situation. So information on any of those things, just call our office at 614-841-7700. So today I want to talk about PMS, which affects tens of millions of American women. And for some, the symptoms are so severe it literally interferes with their ability to go to work and to lead a normal life for at least a few days every month. And diet is a major contributing factor for PMS and can be really important in resolving it. And just a couple of examples of how diet affects it. Animal foods are high in arachidonic acid, which is a precursor to inflammatory prostaglandins, which can cause uterine contractions leading to cramping. Plant foods have much lower concentrations of arachidonic acids, and dairy foods contain estrogen and estrogen metabolites, which can increase estrogen levels, another factor that contributes to PMS. On the other hand, a plant-based diet that excludes dairy reduces estrogen levels and at the same time increases the production of sex hormone-binding globulin, which helps to reduce the activity of estrogen in the body. So eating a more plant-centered diet can relieve much and sometimes all of the symptoms of PMS. Now, a new study shows, kind of documents this point, and shows that women who consume more non-heme iron, this is the type of iron found in plants, not animal foods, have a 30 to 40% lower risk of developing PMS than women who consume less non-heme iron. In other words, this is just one more marker that showed that a plant-based diet is better, and women who have who eat such a diet have a lower risk of PMS than women who eat more of an animal-centered diet. So just in total, maybe some summarizing comments here. Menstruation has been medicalized in Western nations. It's become a condition that requires treatment. And I find this interesting. The average female will have 500 menstrual periods during her lifetime. And it's almost impossible to believe, it defies logic, that nature really intended for women to be miserable 500 different times during their lifetimes. So obviously something is wrong. PMS is a gentle or in some instances not so gentle reminder that there is something wrong. And the types of habits that cause PMS, consuming too much animal food, including dairy, also increase the risk of much more serious conditions like breast and ovarian cancer. And I've said to many women who have been talked to me about PMS, I'd so much rather be talking to you about PMS than some of the other much more serious consequences of the diet that you've been eating that cause the PMS. So just kind of take this as a gentle tap on the shoulder that you're needing to clean up your act here and do some things differently before worse things happen. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.